and incidentalizing that they might talk about McCarthy, or they might walk to Ballastarty, or they might join the Neighbor Party and come on to Porterfeud that this the sock dolager had the neck to endorse with a head bowed on him over his outturned nor'easter by protesting to his lip readers with a just been clean barefacedness, a beam of moonlight's hope, in the same Trelawney what he would impart, please bench, to the Lloyd Jesus, Joseph, and the gentlemen in juries, and four of the masterers, who had been all these yarns yearning for that good one about why he left Dublin, that Amrita Beaker Codling Doom, as an Englishman was as good as any cantered natal. If he was to perish by the market stake before the dorming of the morn, he should never ask to see sight or light of this world, or the other world, or any either world, of Tyrant and Og, as true as he was there in that jacket box that minute, or wield or wind, no thanks to use. The inexhaustible wassail horn taught of Iskibosh, the haileth up the whaleth of the unknown ab god of the fire, the moving way of the hawks with his heroes in war horror, if ever in all his exchequered career he up and lave a chancery hand to take or throw the sign of a mortal stick or stone at man, Yolam, or Salvation Army, either before or after being puptized down to that most holy and every blessed hour. Here upon the half-kneed castle knockers attempting kithugishly to lilt his holy mess the paws and make the sign of the Roman god Helic Fakes, Zeroshid rejoiced. In his excitement, the latter had broken extra-Castilian, into which the whole audience persequired and pursued him, Ola Padrida, outbroke much yellictures from owners in the heel, ha, in which, under the mollification of Metheglin, the testifier reluctingly, but with ever so ladylike indecorum, joined. Ha ha!